This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Well, what's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning, the day before the season starts. You might have just heard the big booming voice guys say, this is, you know, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Well, I'll tell you what this is. This is the rally in Royersford. This is McGurk's. This is the day before the game.
Go Birds!
Good morning to you. Hope you're having a great start. Haven't noticed. There's
Dallas
not much,
sucks.
Not much of a crowd here yet, but it'll be here.
And it's all right. Me and Ava can make a crowd ourselves.
That's right. We look forward to good tidings today as the Eagles get going tomorrow. A game, obviously, they should win. I think we'll all be pretty darn surprised if they don't. Should be a heck of a season. Doesn't mean it'll be quite as elite as last year. Let's hope it is. But we'll break it down today, and we'll discuss it in great detail, obviously looking ahead, looking back, looking to that ceremony that sounds like the Eagles are going to eschew tomorrow night. Look, we'll get to all that. A little bit on the Phils. Phils off yesterday, back at it tonight. But heavy on the Eagles today. It is the rally in Royersford. It is, as we broadcast from McGurk's in Royersford. Hope you can make it out here at any point over the next 12 hours. And if not, obviously listen on WIP, on the app, on watch on YouTube, all of it with you at 215-592-9494. Richie.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
A common garden snail has 14,000 teeth.
Whoa!
Yeah, they're pretty small.
14,000 teeth, buddy?
Joe, you acted very familiar.
You were very calm about that.
I've heard about the many teeth thing.
Have you really?
Yeah, sure.
Well, what kind of response is they're very small to that many teeth? Wouldn't you be like, wow, I can't believe it.
Did
they're so small.
They're called...
I went to the next step. They're very small.
They're called radula.
Okay. I'm a next step kind of guy.
You are. You're ready to keep going.
Oh, dude, I'm totally ready to keep going. I want to talk football.
Let's power through. Go Birds.
I don't want to talk about teeth. All right, so I want to talk about a ceremony. I want to see a ceremony. I want to enjoy a ceremony. You know who's going to enjoy the ceremony? Me. You know who's not? Eagles team. All right, so let's break this down. It's funny, when the news broke, I immediately got two texts. One saying a friend loved it, one saying a friend hated it. So, it's so on brand with this current Eagles group, Jalen, let's keep the main thing the main thing. I grew up in the Buddy Ryan era. Obviously, they didn't win anything of consequence. But I will tell you, in many ways, it was more fun.
It was a lot of fun.
All right. So I throw it out.
It wasn't more
here.
Fun. I'm sorry. So winning is more fun.
We got James. We got John. We got Devin. We got Rhea. And obviously everyone at 215-592-9494. By the way, later in the show, Shield Kapati will be calling in. Ross Tucker will be here. Merrill Reese will be here. I mean, we're loaded for bear today. All right. So here's where I'm at on this situation. I do miss the old days. I do miss when teams... organizations would just lean the hell in. Honestly, if it were up to me, all right, I would rub Dallas's face into it as much as possible. I've told you all offseason, I'd have I'm serious about this. I would have Brandon Graham go to midfield before the game for the coin toss. He can be the ceremonial captain, and I'd have him amble out there with both Lombardi trophies. No, we know they're not going to do that because they don't think the way I think. They weren't raised the way Buddy, you know, Ryan raised me. John, is this foolishness by me or am I right? Because here's the thing. I'll ask everyone listening. Would you like the Eagles to go all in, rub it in Dallas's face as much as possible, and have the players out there on the field to watch the ceremony, participate, so to speak, from an observing standpoint? Or are you down with this idea, who knows who came up with it, Sirianni, Hurts, whoever, that they're going to be back in the locker room, if you missed it yesterday, back in the locker room, not even watching the ceremony when the banner gets unfurled. John Ritchie, what say you?
They did not watch in 2018, correct?
I don't know.
They did.
It was reported they didn't, but there was also the rain, and they were on and off the field. Really knows if they would
what the
have,
plan
if
was?
It had not played out that
and
way.
It was very rushed when they actually.
It was. They did the banner in 2 seconds. Like, yes. Who knows?
It was a horrible ceremony. Yeah. I think they were trying to.
They
speed
certainly
up to get
didn't
the
say coming in, we're not going to watch the banner ceremony. That wasn't a thing, right?
Yeah. So I don't think we can base anything on 18.
Don't want to watch the banner ceremony, do they?
I would.
Me too.
You would want to, James.
Of course. Are you kidding me? I just won the Super Bowl. And I know, like,
no.
I think this is kind of lame, honestly.
Guys.
I think it's kind of lame.
You they do think it's lame. So, James, I thought you were going to be keep the main thing the main thing.
No, I think it's lame.
All right,
like,
all right, John, go ahead.
These players are not looking back at last year. These players, just like the last time in 2018, they're not going to watch.
Well, you can't base it on 2018. That was a rain delay. That's a whole different thing.
Come on. It's from last year. Some of the guys they've talked about this year weren't part of the team who are on this team now. It's a different group. It is time to move forward, not look back. It's the first game of the 2025 season. That was an entire year of work that was rewarded, well rewarded and celebrated, but it's no longer. That team is no longer, and this team needs to keep their eyes ahead. It would be a mistake to continue to dwell on the past.
All right, so
the complications.
I'm really fascinated to find out where people stand on this at 215-592-9494. Let me put this disclaimer out there before we go any further. It's not the end of the world, all right? No one's saying they're going to win the Super Bowl because they're not watching the ceremony. No one's saying they're not going to win the Super Bowl because they're not watching the ceremony. But I will say, I mean, sports to me is supposed to be fun.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I feel like the deeper we've gotten into this sports thing in America, maybe not in Europe with their soccer hooligans, but the deeper we've gotten into this sports thing in America, you know, coaches are boring. Players, you got more player talk now. I mean, I miss the freaking hatred. All right? I'm not going to lie. I miss the hatred. I mean, I really do. I miss when organizations, you know, Buddy Ryan, you go to Soldier Field and you honk the horns going around before the playoff game. Give me more of that.
Fake kneel downs.
Fake kneel downs, right. All right.
My favorite, Rhea. James.
All right, Rhea, where do you stand? I am fascinated, Rhea, because obviously you saw the old days like I saw the old days. But you also know they've won more in the present.
Yep.
Where do you stand on this topic?
I am all about the pettiness. And frankly, I think the NFL wanted them to be all about the pettiness. Otherwise, why did they schedule Dallas on the opening night?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, are the Eagles players not allowed to look at the banner when they eventually come out on the, like, cover your eyes? I think what I've noticed, and listen, if Howie said to them, listen, after 2018, we were all kind of like, oh, we're all so great. You got to handle this differently. But, like, I know Nick goes off a little bit. I feel like somebody has surgically removed his personality from him this offseason because they're going so far the other way.
Yeah, they are taking it far.
Yeah.
They are. They really are.
So
Devin,
I'm all for it. Be out
Devin,
there.
Where do you come down on this?
You know.
Well, I mean, I guess I will enjoy the banner unveiling by myself on the sideline tomorrow night. I mean, it aligns with the message that they've been preaching, you know, throughout the entire offseason. Jordan Mailata told us earlier in the week Nick is a big fan of visual representations, as we know, and he showed them a picture of a car in the rearview mirror and Super Bowl in the rearview. So I get it. I didn't expect them to take it that far.
No, I hadn't thought of it.
And honestly, so when Nick said it, I think we all were kind of like, oh, wow. I assumed that that was the first, like, that was breaking news. I was imagining Eagles, the, you know, game presentation staff kind of scrambling, like, oh, wow, okay, now we need to rework this. But apparently season ticket holders got a schedule, and the players are scheduled and have been scheduled to run out after the banner reveal. So this has been a planned thing, which was surprising to me just because, like, a lot of them also claim that they didn't know that it was happening, which I do find hard to believe. But look, I mean, if they want to stick with the mantra, the kind of mentality they've been trying to stick with all offseason, then it makes sense. It's
so
consistent
they're
with
taking it too far, Joe, is my problem. Like, this is not about the pettiness for me, and I hate Dallas more than anyone. This is about the fact that you are the Super Bowl champions. Like, every team is coming for you. You are the hunted. Like, it is foolish to ignore the fact that you won the Super Bowl last year. Like, I'm fine with moving on and focusing on this season, but I think you're taking it too far. Think about the Chiefs last year. They didn't win the Super Bowl, but as soon as they won their second Super Bowl, on the field after the Super Bowl, what'd they say? Three-peat. We're going for a three-peat. And they got to the Super Bowl. It didn't hinder them from getting to the Super Bowl.
The prior year, they had repeat.
That's the point. Like, I think we're going to, I have no problem with keeping the main thing, but I think the banner thing, it feels forced.
So, John,
if this takes this team off of its normal pre-game schedule, then it doesn't work. If this is a distraction in any way, meaning it takes their attention for 1 second away from what it would normally be focused on, in a pregame situation, it's not worth
doing. All
right, doing.
So look, all of this on the table. Where do you stand? And this gets to a little bit of a broader point about sports. Do you find the more staid current state of sports more boring than it used to be and not as fun? I do. I really do. I mean, no one says anything in press conferences. You know, everyone's buddy-buddy, you know, NBA players, you know, after the Dream Team, everyone plays together.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, all right, at a certain point, I just miss the old days. Is this foolishness by me? Or am I on the right track missing the old days? Where do you stay? Because I know this. Buddy would rub Dallas's nose in it. They would. Look, we'll talk to Vermeil tomorrow. It'd be interesting to find out. I don't know that he would rub Dallas's nose in it, but I do think he would have his players out there on the field to watch it. I do. I mean, we can look back to his time with say St. Louis, but he wasn't their coach in 2000 after they won. So
it's a celebration of last year's team.
Yeah.
this is this year's team in that locker room. I think it makes sense that they're staying.
All right, 215-592-9494. Do you like the decision? Yes or no? What Sirianni said about it? You'll hear that coming up next. Do you want to see the Eagles team and organization rub it in Dallas's face as much as possible? Would you like, as I mentioned, for Brandon Graham to go out to midfield before the game with both Super Bowl trophies? I think it'd be funny. I know they're not going to do it. I know this. If they did it, the link would freaking erupt. You tell me. 215-592-9494. Jeter Camera, John Ritchie, Seltzer, Devin, and Rhea. It is the Birds rally in Royersford the day before the season begins. Right here with you on 94 WIP. All right, good morning to you. On it's a unique Wednesday. Let me tell you why. Eagles have never started their season on a Thursday night as the first game of the season after winning a Super Bowl for the second time.
Ah!
See what I just did there?
That was a good work
for
right
the
there.
Second time. All right, so banner situation. They're not going to be out there on the field. Let's give you the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Hurry to Armin Chevrolet for the $7,500 federal EV tax credit. It ends September 30th. Now in stock, the Equinox Blazer and Silverado EVs together. Let's drive. Poll question, do you like the Eagles coaches and do you like the decision the Eagles coaches and players have made to not be on the sideline for the Super Bowl banner reveal ceremony? Yes or no? Let's listen to Nick Sirianni, then we'll get right to the phones. But Sirianni yesterday revealing this, a press conference, he's asked about the ceremony. You know, here we go. Let's just listen to Sirianni, and he's obviously not telling the truth. I'm not calling him a liar. We all know there's intent behind what he's trying to do here. But listen to Sirianni as he framed it yesterday.
You guys have emphasized you're moving on from last year. The last banner night in 2018, it's famous that the fans booed the Eagles at halftime because they weren't happy with the way things were going, albeit it was banner night. How do you feel about the fact that even though it is banner night for you guys, the fans will still have the standard of performing and winning at a high level?
Yeah, I didn't know it was banner night. We won't be out for that.
Okay, so,
dude.
All right, he obviously knows it's banner night, and we're to take him at his word, right?
Because
I'm actually asking a real question. The first statement is not factually true. He does know,
of
it's
course,
banner night.
Yes.
Is the second statement? I just want to make sure we know for sure they're not going to be out there.
They're not going to be out there. Yeah, I believe him when he said they're not going to be out there. I think he went too far saying, was it banner night? Really? I had no idea. Is that what happens when you're in a
all
Super
right,
Bowl?
Let's get a lot of reaction here. What do you make of it, the decision to not get out there, to watch, participate, however you want to frame it? Donna in Philadelphia kicks us off as we broadcast from McGurk's in Royersford today. It is the rally in Royersford. Donna, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, Donna. What do you make of this situation, Donna?
Well, I really think it's for the fans more so than the players. Like they say, they moved on. We want them with that mentality, I feel. But the fans want to see it. I know I'm going. I am definitely looking forward to that part of the game. I really am, as a fan.
Well, you should. I mean, it's only the second time from a Super Bowl standpoint, and you got to be, you know, about 65 years old or 70 to remember it when the Eagles won in 60. So, yeah, these are special things, and I'm going to enjoy it. But I will tell you this, Donna, I don't think I'll enjoy it as much as I would have if the players were there. It just kind of puts it's a little weird.
It's like if they don't want to enjoy it, it's like it's weird.
The thing is, once it's there, like it's going to be there. Like not just this season, but I mean, as long
shield
as
your not... eyes. Don't look at it.
Yeah. So are they just not going to look at it?
And again,
well,
every team's coming for them. They're the champs.
It.
Like, are they just going to ignore? Don't we hear that all the time? Oh, we got the bullseye on us. Everyone's coming for us. Like they know that's happening. It just feels very head in the sand to me.
Donna, you support the decision though?
I do. And I'm a little on the fence with it. I mean, I'm sure that there are going to be some, especially the players that have never experienced it before. You know, they're like, sure. Okay. That
well, which is almost all of them. Yeah, almost all of them.
Well, Lane,
and listen, Donna, good call kicking us off. Appreciate it. So the only guys back would be Lane and Jake Elliott.
Yeah.
that have experienced it, because BG and Lovato were on the prior team, but not on this team. By the way, the broadcast today, the rally in Roseford, day before the game, day before the season, here at McGurk's in Roseford, is presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. We certainly appreciate Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey being part of this today. Let's also have you be a part of it at 215-592-9494. And when you do, your chance to win Phillies tickets today, because the Phillies will be taking on, well, later today, the Brewers out there, but the Mets next week here in Philly, a September 10th game, 6:45 first pitch. For tickets to this or any Phillies game, get yourself to Phillies.com. So on a day that's heavy on the Eagles, we also mix the Phillies in and give you a chance to win the tickets. And here's how you can do it today. You got to tell us the answer to what was highly anticipated. Real life, we're not talking about movies. From real life, what was a highly anticipated situation? Best answer, whoever provides it, is go. Because obviously, like for instance, you know, the Eagles winning their first Super Bowl was highly anticipated. All right, got it, check. And this game is highly anticipated, and this season is highly anticipated for all obvious reasons. John, when you think of something, and again, everyone, 215-592-9494, for highly anticipated. John, what comes to mind for you?
The date was May 19th, 1999. The movie was Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace.
Yeah, sure.
Release in the United States. It was all of a sudden... We'd heard all about Anakin Skywalker, yeah. this man who became the icon, the feared icon, who brought balance to the Force ultimately.
Yeah, except he didn't. But the thing, it was the first.
Now you get to see his childhood.
Yeah.
Wow.
First Star Wars movie in about 20 years. It's a good answer. Seltzer, what was highly anticipated?
October 2022. Red October finally came back to Philadelphia. Yeah. The bikes, the bat spike, the whole thing.
Yeah. Love no, it. You're right. That was the big deal. Remember, they had to keep winning on the road.
Totally.
To get that done. Yeah. Devin, what was highly anticipated?
Is it real love? Is it not? Are they actually soulmates? Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce getting engaged
finally. The current. I like it. That's
so
good
the
work.
Engagement. The engagement. By the way.
No one more anticipating it than Elliot Shore.
Someone this weekend bought my book Down the Shore and told me he's, and I don't know if it's true, but it sounded true. The guy seemed very believable. Told me he's Taylor Swift's father's best friend.
Sure.
And the book's going to the Swift family.
Really?
Swear to God.
Well, that's so. Were
swear
you in Stone Harbor, like
I was
that
in
area?
Stone Harbor, yeah.
Yeah. So the Swifts, I know they definitely used to go there. I don't know if they still do. Yeah. But yeah.
Oh, buddy, did the camera book make it its way to the Swift
moment.
Household?
And
no
from,
big deal.
And from my cruise, it's headed to Australia because me and Amy became friends with a couple in Australia. I was like, hey, you got to take the book, take it to Australia.
Joey awesome. International.
Yeah.
Area.
All right, Rhea, something highly anticipated. What do you got?
The 2024 solar eclipse.
Yeah, well, it was, any of that kind of stuff. I always look forward to that.
It was, I mean,
except
my whole
for the
family,
one where
we were
not look up.
Well, that was, you have to use the glasses or the box with the, you know, tinfoil. Yeah.
I do enjoy that stuff. Look, let me give you one that might be the biggest answer of all, because it was going to determine the fate of the world, and it did in many ways. D-Day was one of the most highly anticipated things in human history.
Good answer.
Basically, for 2 years, everybody knew for about 2 years. That, you know, the Allied forces were going to have to, you know, go west. They were going to have to get into Europe, that part of Europe, and go. And they did. But it did not happen in 43, as a lot of people thought it would. They had to anticipate, you know, the moon and the water and the tides and all this stuff. And finally, obviously, June 6, 1944, D-Day, a very highly anticipated
Imagine
moment.
Imagine waiting for that, like with just the news, you know, the way news work. Must have been like.
They knew for 2 years it was going to happen at some point.
That's what I mean, and you're waiting and waiting.
But they also had to build up the force, yes. They had to get over to England.
Man, that's crazy. Great
very
answer.
Complicated. All right, what's the best answer for what was highly anticipated? 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on all this. Give us a great answer to that. Joe to Cameron John Rizzi, plus a little bit more of what Sirianni said yesterday. We'll play that audio for you as well. As it is, the day before the game, it is the rally in Roseford. We're at the Roseford, we're at McGurk's in Roseford. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.